KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen. Missouri's two U.S. senators say their home state is the right place for Boeing Company to build its new 777X commercial airplane. In a letter earlier today to Boeing executives, Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill noted that the company already has more than 15,000 employees in Missouri. Blunt and McCaskill also cited Missouri's transportation network and what they call the state's track record of success in building airplanes. The senators made their pitch as Missouri legislators meet in a special session called by Governor Jay Nixon to consider offering Boeing more than $1.7 billion worth of incentives over two decades. Columbia City Council members have approved Phase 1 renovations for Douglas Park, which includes an outdoor amphitheater, a relocated parking lot, and a small shelter. About 25 young people were at Monday's City Council meeting to support the inclusion of a skate park in the initial Phase 1 renovations. Christopher Bailey is the owner of Parkside Skate Shop. He spoke to the council during the public comment portion of Monday night's meeting.
I implore this council to dedicate funding for the improvements posed in Plan A, which includes a skate park in Douglas Park, and makes the construction of this park a top priority.
Columbia Parks and Recreation Director Mike Griggs says the new skate park would approximately cost $50,000, half of the $100,000 budget, but he thinks grants are available to help with the cost. The city plans to build the skate park at a later date. MFA Oil announced this afternoon it has been approved to purchase property in Moberly that would have housed the Mamtech facility. MFA officials could not comment on the sale price, but say a bankruptcy court has approved the sale of the 33-acre property. Corey Mahaffey is the president of Moberly Area Economic Development. He says the city is looking forward to assisting MFA in preparing the facility for use after the previous trouble the city had with the space.
There are ongoing legal scenarios surrounding the former Mamtech project, and the city is working with their attorneys to rectify those things and doing what's best for the citizens of Moberly.
Mamtech CEO Bruce Cole is still awaiting his trial for fraud and forgery charges related to his handling of the company. Mamtech was funded by $39 million in municipal bonds and collapsed when the company stopped paying the bonds in August 2011. Mahaffey says he expects the sale of the property to generate jobs and fuel the Moberly economy. A final closing date has not been set. Missouri budget officials say the state's tax revenues have increased 2.2% through the first 5 months of the current fiscal year. Earlier today, the state's Office of Administration released collection figures for the period from July 1st through the end of November. The report says Missouri collected $2.19 billion in individual income taxes through November, up 2.6% from the $2.13 billion collected in the same period last year. Sales and use taxes are up 2.9% this year. Corporate income taxes are up 32% for the year. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.